2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
You're listening to Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good afternoon. It's 4:30 at KSL News Radio. Jeff Kaplan here. We have sunshine, 83 degrees. KSL's top story. The positive case counts keep going up, and some testing centers say they're reaching the breaking point. The University of Utah is saying there's so much demand for testing, they now need you to make an appointment. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson explains.
At some of the University of Utah's testing facilities, lines wrap around for blocks. Nursing supervisor Natalie Cuthbert says when the patients are frustrated, it rubs off on the hospital staff.
Not only are they scared, not only are they anxious, but they've been sitting in their cars for several hours.
She says in some cases, people wait for hours only to be told they don't meet the qualifications to get a test. Dr. Richard Orlandi says not only will the appointments eliminate unnecessary waiting, but it can clear up any confusion about who can get it or not.
We need to make a change so that we can better care for our patients, our community, and those that are seeking testing.
Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time, 4:31. Now, more of our top stories. Here's Todd Fuchs.
Jeff, a dinner held by the Alta High School Cheer Squad is drawing criticism because those attending were not following COVID-19 guidelines, and it took place after the school had been closed because of an outbreak.
I'm involved with choir and debate, and I haven't been able to meet with debate at all, and we can't even take off our masks to sing.
Video from the event shows participants were not wearing masks and were not social distancing. District officials say they will be talking with the adults involved. The Salt Lake City Police Department is indefinitely suspending using dogs to help them make arrests. It follows aggravated assault charges being filed this week against an officer who commanded a dog to attack a suspect who was kneeling. Chief Mike Brown says they plan to audit every police dog biting incident over the past 4 years. The president has made his decision on who will fill Ruth Bader Ginsburg's seat on the Supreme Court. Maria Chaleos, live at the KSL National News Desk.
Todd, the president will announce his choice tomorrow afternoon, but multiple news agencies have confirmed his choice is Judge Amy Coney Barrett. While the president wouldn't tell reporters if she is the one, he did have this to say about it.
Is that what they're telling you? You're going to find out tomorrow.
Now, Barrett is a favorite of conservatives. The president's announcement is expected at 3 our time tomorrow. Protests continue in Louisville, Kentucky, following a grand jury decision to not hold three police officers criminally responsible for Breonna Taylor's death. Interim Chief Robert Schroeder says citizens are expected to adhere to a citywide restriction and stay off the streets tonight.
I'm asking the community to adhere to the curfew put in place to minimize this type of criminal activity.
The outcome in Breonna Taylor's case has left people in Louisville feeling distraught. Karis Jefferson allowed her children to take part in protests this afternoon because it was the safest time to speak out.
I don't want them to be a part of the active protest, so, you know, they're not involved in any violence. But it's important. This is historic, and I want them to know that in order to get justice, you have to act.
Meantime, the Louisville police major who criticized Black Lives Matter protesters and remarked that they'd end up car washers or Walmart clerks has been relieved of her duties. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
Other national stories that KSL is following this hour. The president campaigning today in Florida and Georgia, trying to gather the support of Latino and Black voters.
The president addressing a virtually all-Black Republican audience that jeered the anti-police brutality protests.
Many of those who are spreading violence in our cities are supporters of an organization called Black Lives Matter, or BLM.
Many attending the Blacks for Trump rally outside Atlanta saying the president is misunderstood and that President Trump, not Joe Biden, protects their interests. Andy Field, ABC News, Washington.
The Utah Department of Health has launched Rona Alert. It's a social media campaign to get college kids and young people to mask up. Spokesperson Jenny Johnson says the advice is the same, the medium is different.
We are not doing a good job about speaking in the way that we need to help young people understand that this means them too. And by using the platforms that they're on is going to encourage that behavior change.
Young people are driving the state spike in coronavirus cases. The videos are on TikTok, Instagram, and Snapchat. UDOT previewing a major project on northbound I-15 in Salt Lake County. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik reports.
One of the major components is adding a collector-distributor system, which is aimed at lowering the average commute time. In fact, according to spokesperson John Gleason, they think it'll cut the average commute time in half.
So if you spend 20 minutes in the morning getting to where you're going to, this is going to cut it down to 10.
Gleason says the main benefit is that it will improve access from northbound I-15 to I-215 and 7200 South. The new collector-distributor system should be open before the end of the year, while construction to the overall I-15 project will end next summer. John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time, 4:35.
And a quick check on traffic with Ricky Meese. We're getting into peak rush hour on a Friday. How do we look?
Yeah, it's pretty rough in northern Utah, but even a little further south, we've got a big issue on southbound I-15. We're trying to get a hold of UHP to find out what the actual problem is. A few texters have said it's a crash, but right now, traffic almost at a standstill. This is southbound I-15 as you're going past Santaquin's Main Street, Highway 6, near exit 244 at Santaquin, all the way down to Young Living Farm area. Once you're into Mona, you'll see better speeds, but it's going to take you a while to get through that stretch with these delays. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Okay, a heads up heading into the weekend and coming up. Apple suffered a moment of embarrassment over Siri's behavior last week. My Minute of News is on the way next.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.